every day during the month of October, I'm going to record a piece of audio about music. So good morning and welcome. This isn't going to be my audio about music, but it's to explain or to tell you about an kind of social audio practice that's been going on since, I think, 2012. It is an idea called Octaver, O-C-T-A-V-E-R. I think if you put Octaver into Google, you're going to find it's a software company or something like that. So the hashtags that have been used for Octaver have been something like Octaver 2012 or Octaver 12, all the way up so far to Octaver 17. And I'm going to use the hashtag Octaver 2018, unless other people who are going to do what would traditionally be called a challenge, but I don't want to call it a challenge. I have a particular affection for this activity, this social audio activity, because it was my idea. And whatever happened in 2012, it took off. Now, that means that the real credit for it really taking off with enthusiasm wasn't down to me. I don't deserve it. It was a kind of zeitgeist thing. It's as if it felt right to a lot of people using Audio Boo at the time, because that's what was used. It wasn't SoundCloud and it wasn't Audio Mo or Audio. Anyway, it was all done on Audio Boo. And it's very hard to believe that back in those days, Audio Boo was the only, subject to correction, social audio platform at all. A number of people were very influential. Stefano Landi, who is here, known as Slandy, who lives in Montreal, was the person who came up with the name Octaver, because he wondered, I suppose, what to call it, and he came up with it. You are all invited to make a piece of audio about music, or as many as you like, really, during the month of October, and to use a hashtag, and to somehow or other get it shared over on Twitter. You can use any audio platform you like, but the only way, I think, of people being able to see the audios, listen to the audios of other people, is over on Twitter. The original idea, which hopefully will continue here, was that people could listen to each other's audios and either get to know each other better or engage in have some conversation about music during the month of October. So it was social audio, a communal activity. This year, 2018, there has been almost no publicity about it. Well, I would say almost no publicity. Simon Toon, SM2N, on all good social media, particularly on Anchor, but also on Twitter, was very good at raising the question with me and with Slandy and with a woman called Sassy Cat about whether we would do Octaver this year. And I was completely slovenly and hopeless at committing myself because I think I couldn't make up my mind. I have got so into social audio, where you can have audio conversations with other people. And I thought, well, how on earth could we do it? Because so few people of those who have done it before are on Lemur. Lemur isn't an open platform. What's going to happen is that people who don't have the Lemur app and record stuff on SoundCloud aren't going to be able to listen. I got over that last night. Even if nobody else joins in October 18, 2018, that's an important distinction, try and get everybody on the, if you like, on the same page, that I would do it. That it would. It's not very social if I'm the only person doing it. Maybe I'll do it on a variety of platforms. I use Audio Boom still, not very frequently. I use Anchor frequently. I use SoundCloud also infrequently. I don't use YouTube at all. And I have used Twitter audio only. I haven't really considered until this very second what it would be like to do October 2018 on Twitter audio. When we did it on Audio Boo originally, there was a bit of a discussion about copyright. Quite a bit of interesting discussion about it. I'd like to dig it out now and see what it was like. I must admit, I was interested in the conversation. I didn't contribute anything to it that I can remember. And I just, because I had previously shared pieces of audio on Audio Boo, a piece of music on Audio Boo, I just decided, look, I'll wait till I get a cease and desist or a cease and whatever thing. I'm just going to keep on sharing music. But this year I think I'll do a mixture of talking about music and playing music. I probably always did that. The way it's been done so far is that somebody has been in charge of suggesting a number of topics for each week. I remember when I did it last, or when I last, suggested a week, I think, I did Desert Island Discs. I did 8 days, really. What are the 8 discs, and there was one for each day, that you would take to a desert island if you could only take 8 pieces of music? That's what the BBC program Desert Island Discs does, and it's been going, I can't remember, it was 1948 or 1952, but it goes right back to then. It was invented by a guy called Roy Plumley. I forget who else presented it, except Sue Lawley did it, probably a few other people. And just about, I mean, no, I don't mean this, just I was going to say every famous person in the world has done it, but an incredible number of people. David Attenborough has, in his entire life, done 3. They're broadcast as half-hour radio programs. They might be 40 minutes. Desert Island Discs, it's a BBC institution, and still going to this day. And it's available on podcast, and I haven't listened to it in ages. I'm also going to do my best to keep my audios during the October to something like 3 minutes, because it'll be good practice for me to be less long-winded. Again, I invite you to join in October 2018.